Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is the Berman Project. Hey, it's JD here, back for another week of introspection and reflection on loss, grief, and the pathway to mental wellness, all the while nourishing my soul with the music and art of the late, great indie rock singer-songwriter David Cloud Berman. How are you doing, motherfuckers? I am hopeful that you're okay. I am, you know, wishing you nothing but the best and hoping that you're enjoying your day and that perhaps, you know, listening to a little Berman music today will offer you that spark that you need to make it through another day. For me, I'm hoping the same. I'm looking out my window right now. The sky is blue. There's not a cloud in sight. And yet somehow it's foreboding to me. Somehow it's mocking me. It's making me feel less than I am. And I know that that's an illusion, but it's a powerful illusion. It's Copperfieldian, if you will, making the Statue of Liberty fucking disappear before my very eyes. How did he do that? I don't know, but I saw it on TV, so it has to be real, right? So there's that. I've had a wicked 36 hours. I got back from a week in Arizona, and through no fault of anyone, my brother worked a lot more than he thought he was going to, and then he had to hobnob as well. And as a result, I spent a great deal of time by myself. There was a couple days where I probably spoke, you know, less than a paragraph, if you can imagine that. Just ordering coffee at Starbucks and ordering beer at the sports bar that I found, that I spent a great deal of time parked at, drinking copious amounts of a beer called Church Music, which was delightful. If you get the chance to drink Church Music, I highly recommend it. It's wonderful. Yet it's crushed my soul at the same time. I feel that the amount that I drank this week was both draining on my credit card tally and also draining my energy and my exuberance, if you will. It's been tough. It's been real tough coming back. I was speaking with a friend yesterday and he said, you know, maybe you've got the, you know, sort of the comeback blues, which sounds like a David Berman song, doesn't it? Comeback blues. It just feels like a David Berman song to me. If you are musically inclined, write me a song called The Comeback Blues. I would love to fucking hear that. I would love to hear that. I'd also love to collaborate with anybody. I write lyric and sometime melody to the lyric that I write, and it would be cool to collaborate with somebody someday. So if you're listening to this and you want to collaborate, you know, that's cool. Let me know. If you want me to stick it up my ass, I can do that as well. So there's that. But, you know, it's tough being us, isn't it? I'd love to say it's tough being me, but I know it's not just me. I know it's everybody. And it makes it real, real tough on those tough days to get motivated and be motivated. Yesterday, it was raining the entire day here. It was a very spring-like day. but with the bitter effects of winter, in that it was a cold rain, not so cold that it was icy, but it was cold and definitely a day that you didn't want to go outside and, you know, be with nature. I find that when I get sun on my skin, I feel better. I am healthier. I am, you know, more alive and more, I've got that, je ne sais quoi, about me, that it just feels right. It feels good. I probably shouldn't have been born where I was born, because I get 2 months of, you know, absolute darkness. And then, you know, March and April are touch and go. March and April are touch and go. And I'm hoping that the go is done and we, you know, I can get touched. I wouldn't mind getting touched. So if you're listening to this and you want to collaborate on that, let me know. We can arrange something. Yeah, I had some dark fucking thoughts last night. I was this close. A phone call from a friend and a phone call from my wife away from checking into the emergency department at the hospital, because I really thought that was going to be it. That was, I was ready to pack her in. And it's tough when, you know, you're ready to die, but you're not willing to kill yourself to get there. You know, that's a real humbling, mediocre place to live in and to be in and to explore. And, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. It's scary, and it should be scary. I've got a lot to live for. Life is, I don't know why I'm having such difficulty saying this, but life is good. You know, there's a lot to cheer for. I used to say there were stories that I wanted to see the end of, but I've stopped really participating in pop culture in the way that I used to participate in it, which is tough when you're a podcaster that podcasts about pop culture. Like, I'm such a fucking square now, you know, I haven't watched Jack squat. I am watching White Lotus right now, very slowly, but I haven't even watched Mandalorian. I haven't watched Andor. I'm way behind, and those are shows that I should enjoy. That's why I underscore those shows. They are ones that I traditionally would go out of my way to watch, even though I'm not watching other things. Baseball used to be something I got great joy out of. Now it seems like it's an excuse to sit in the sun and get drunk, which, to be fair, it always has been, but it's just different now. I did see a baseball game when I was in Arizona. It was the Cubs playing the Diamondbacks. I didn't realize there was such a Cubs contingent in Arizona, but boy, oh boy, there was. Beautiful ballpark. And it was nice. I did that again by myself. And then I went to a bar afterwards, a sports bar, in quotes. It was a hotel bar that had a couple TVs hanging up. And it called itself a sports bar. And I ended up meeting a real nice fellow from Chicago, Jason, who sat next to me. And we watched a couple of March Madness games and really enjoyed that. Enjoyed his company. And that was a great time. Back to the present, though. I woke up today and I feel better than I felt yesterday, which is good. I think I'm going to take this opportunity to start drying out my liver and take a little bit better care of that aspect of things. I know I sound like a broken record. I say this quite often, but I think this time I'm going to at least take a week after today, because I did buy beer yesterday. In my destructive mode, I spent a lot of money on food and beer at around 9 o'clock last night and got it delivered. And that's a dangerous fucking thing that you can get beer delivered. I don't know if that's always been the case for you, but it's relatively new here. You can get cannabis delivered now as well. And that's, man, I haven't got high this month. So there's that. I'm looking forward to April and the showers that will bring those May flowers. And then, you know, the world is my oyster. May, June, July, August, September. I love those months. Those are great months. So there's that. Now, I don't know much of anything, really, but I know that there's a group of you that listen to this podcast that are so supportive and so lovely and so wonderful, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. If anything were to ever happen, you mean a lot to me, and you know, I'll never forget the kindness that you've extended in my direction. We're working towards something here, and we're going to get there. We're going to fucking get there. Mental wellness is on the map, and it's marked X. And, you know, X is that fucking variable. It just really is. And I suck at algebra.
Falcons.
What'd you think of that one? That's pretty good, right? Some great lyrics in there. I love that the CPR was so erotic. I love the change midway through. I love the idea of Dallas being, you know, sort of this evil beacon with its evil light shining from presumably these buildings made of mirrors that that came from a billion steers. I love the idea of you're going to want to sit with the bad kids in the back. I tried to look up what a dram house is, an Oak Cliff dram house, and I found nothing for dram house, but I didn't look Oak Cliff dram house. Let me quickly do that. Oak Cliff dram house. I get Oak Cliff dream house. Search instead for Oak Cliff dram house. Oh, there's images for the Oak Cliff dram house. And one of the images is, Dallas lyrics for Silver Jews. So really there's a picture. Oak Cliff is in Dallas, but, doesn't shed a whole lot more light than that. Makeup girls making out with mannequins. That's very erotic as well to me. This is a classic Jews song. You know, David, giving us some off-kilter rhymes, some straight-ahead rhymes. It's structurally sort of all over the place. Yes, there is a chorus, but it comes in different places, you know, in terms of how it sets up. It's a different song. It's very Silver Jews. I don't know what else I can say. His vocal affectations are on par with what I think of when I think of Silver Jews. And what does AI think of Dallas? Let's find out now what AI thinks of this song, Dallas, by the Silver Jews. All right, it is generated, and this is what we get. Dallas is a song by American indie rock band Silver Jews from their 1996 album, The Natural Bridge. The band was founded by David Berman, who was the main songwriter and vocalist for the group. Dallas is a relatively short song, clocking in at just under 2 minutes, but it packs a lot of emotion into its brief runtime. The song begins with a gentle guitar riff, and Berman's voice enters soon after, singing lyrics that reflect on the city of Dallas and its significance to him. Berman's lyrics are often dense and elusive, and Dallas is no exception. The song touches on themes of nostalgia, regret, and the passage of time as Berman remembers a lost love and reflects on his own journey through life. The chorus of the song is simple but powerful. Oh, Dallas, don't you worry. I won't be there in a hurry. You're the only place left to go. Musically, Dallas is relatively simple, but the interplay between the guitar and Berman's voice gives the song a haunting quality. The song's emotive intensity, combined with its sparse instrumentation and evocative lyrics, makes it a standout track on The Natural Bridge and a fan favorite among Silver Jews listeners. Unfortunately, David passed away in 2019, but his legacy lives on through his music, including Dallas and the rest of the Silver Jews catalog. There is some truth in this one. There's some facts that are correct, but there are still many that are incorrect. And shame on you, AI. Shame on you. Let's move to actual air. This is the third poem in the second chapter of Actual Air by David Berman, and this is called The Night Nurse Essays. When he started The Night Nurse Essays, his idea was to patch together a book that described itself over and over again, comprised of thousands of black chains that were dragged through green rocks and river stairs to arrive haunted, unscheduled, and lit from above. There were long days of bad ideas when he felt his book was ineffective, like a watercolor of a fire engine or a statue of the fastest man alive, and he would go to the window and watch the fireflies crisscross without insight, then, turning around, sometimes notice his wife, Asterisk, lifting dinner to the table. One night, up considering dead realms, he heard the sustained woof of a dog. It drew him up and propelled him outside to walk cowed under the fierce starlight. He crossed against the light at the corner of night school and fake badge, concentrating so hard on certain experimental passages of the Declaration of Independence that he did not notice the woman rising up from behind a mailbox, wearing a necklace strung with diary keys. "Help me, you fuck," she whispered. "I'm losing my reflection." She dragged a lame foot behind her into the Onyx Lounge. He stood and watched the night push itself into the bar and the light push it back out. He couldn't go back home to sleep, not back to his unorganized dreams, always set on the concourses of dead airports, his essays filling the seat pockets of empty jets. That was when he decided to walk down to Jewish Name Lake to sit by the shore and wait for the sunrise. That's where they found the body. Many weeks have passed now. The lottery jackpot has grown unbelievably large, and we still have no idea how he came to die in that lake. Perhaps he could not bear to think of his name only surviving in the index of someone else's biography. Or he was recalled by a higher power, having, I don't know, masturbated too many times in a drugstore Halloween mask. Maybe he was assassinated by an obscure resistance group. His essays on menopause in the Amish community and his anthropology of the small-town drug deal had ruffled a few feathers. In that case, his final words may have been damaged, dormant expressions clamoring out of their graves with dust on the unstressed syllables before he was rudely shoved into the lake. Pulled down through the cool green chambers, we like to imagine him struggling awake and suddenly realizing he was seeing rain in its original uncut form. Wow. You're going to need to give me just a moment. This has left me quite emotional, and I don't quite understand why. But there was some powerful language in there, and it really... I don't have much arm hair, but what I do have is standing erect at the moment. And again, I can't put my finger on it. That was beautiful. I really enjoyed that poem, The Night Nurse Essays. And that's all I'm going to say about that. It's tough to analyze emotion. It's tough to find pithy, short phrases that somehow evoke sense out of nonsense. That just did it for me. It just really did it for me. And that's what I got for you this week. I'm going to let you go on that. So stay hungry, stay foolish, and wash your goddamn hands.
The Berman Project is a production of Duvra Podcasts and Such. You can find out more about the show at www.thebermanproject.xyz. That's right, I'm fucking Canadian. I'm also social. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all the rest at Berman Project.
Duvra Podcasts and Such.